Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you, of course, can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features we give away free, which includes pretty much the entire website. So drop on by, freetalklive.com. Let's jump right into your calls. Then coming up, the Bank of Canada is angry. I don't know if you've seen the headlines about people altering the face of their bills, the $5 bill there, to look like Spock, look like Leonard Nimoy. And apparently the bank don't like that very much. We'll give you that story here in a moment, plus many others if we get to them. But your calls come first. Let's go to Michael in Ithaca, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey there. Hey. I just had a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday you said that there was a marijuana reform bill that got into the Senate, but they didn't pass it.
So what you're talking about is in New Hampshire?
Yes.
So last year in previous years, there have been multiple bills, decriminalization and legalization, that have passed the New Hampshire State House. So they have passed the legislature, state reps, to be specific, but the Senate had not passed those yet. So, yes, that's where it currently stands. There is a bill that will be voted on by the State House this week by the representatives. Then that will go to the Senate, and this will be a decriminalization bill. So we will see what will happen there.
But you said the last bills, they didn't pass through because they thought they'd be vetoed out?
That's the rumor. I don't know how true it is.
But I was just wondering why they would not pass it on to get it vetoed, and why they just let it sit.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me either, Michael. I can't explain that to you. If that's what happened, it doesn't make any sense.
All right, well, then I just had one other quick unrelated question.
Okay, sure.
I just wanted to know if in a ideal world, if dead people have rights to their property.
If dead people have rights to property?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it? How could they, right?
Like if you were to bury someone and they were to go grave robbing and they take rings or jewelry or whatever, or if you just walked in the house and found them dead.
I would say that the dead person isn't the victim there. That would be basically a burglary. So if you have a valuable figurine sitting on your dresser that you like to look at, I know my grandmother did. Basically it's just there. You know, she knows it's there. She gets to look at it. If you put something valuable in a coffin, then you want it to be there, right? So that would be sort of violating the rules of the graveyard and sort of breaking and entering into somebody who's still alive's coffin, right? Like, that coffin still belongs to somebody who's alive some way.
Private property violation. But, so what if you come across somebody who's dead in the streets of a heart attack or something like that, and the person snatches their wallet? Would that
clearly
be a violation?
Clearly that belongs to the heirs, though. Right? I mean, that's pretty obvious, and that money belongs to heirs.
What if there were no heirs? What if it's just some unknown person?
Well, I can tell you, archaeologists do this crap constantly. That's what their job is, right? Paleontologists going around robbing the people from the ages.
I think in some places the line you can draw is pretty clear. Like with the grave thing, that's likely someone's private property. You're violating their private property rights. That's a pretty clear line to draw. But if somebody's just, lying dead somewhere and someone decides to snatch a necklace off of their neck, they don't necessarily know if that person has any heirs or not, and certainly the person who has died is not going to be able to call it into question.
Well, I would say that likely a person without heirs there's not going to be much of a kerfuffle about. First off, it's unlikely that they're going to have much to give away. But instead, there's not going to be much kerfuffle about something being stolen from them, because who's to raise the alarm? I suppose you could see the person doing it, and then you're just talking about basically a distasteful act, and there's no shortage of society punishing people for distasteful acts.
Michael, good question. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855 855- 450 free. Yeah, I think we might have talked about grave robbing in the past, but that's definitely a topic that doesn't come up very often. I mean, there's some things that will come up again and again on Free Talk Live, and that's one of them that has not come up very often. Cannibalism in that one.
Yeah, how can you have property rights if you're dead? And it's an interesting question.
Yeah, in order to have property rights, you have to be able to claim it, right? You have to be able to say, that's mine.
And also,
I can prove it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what... The idea of somebody not having heirs, you don't really know that, right? They could have left, even if they don't have any relatives, they could have left all their money to the Art League of New York or something.
What about taking the entire body? Like if you know, somebody dies on the side of the road or whatever, and some weird necro comes by and just snatches the entire corpse.
God, this is bizarre. I don't care to talk about it. Thanks.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can also join us on Skype. That Skype username is lrn.fm. Canadians are paying a strange sort of tribute to the late Leonard Nimoy. They're drawing his most famous character, Spock, from Star Trek, over a 19th century politician on their banknotes. The story from BusinessInsider.com. Nimoy died on Friday, and he got a variety of tributes. That's Friday of last week. The week prior to that. Anyway, he got a variety of tributes, not the least from Barack Obama, but few are weirder than the drawings of Spock on Canadian banknotes. It has become known as Spocking. It looks as if the fad goes back further. Apparently, Canadians have been turning Sir Wilfrid Laurier, the country's first French-speaking prime minister, into a Vulcan for years. But the Bank of Canada is unimpressed. According to the BBC, Canada's central bank, which is responsible for the notes, confirmed that the practice was not illegal, but said people should not be doing it anyway. Here's their official statement, quote, "The Bank of Canada feels that writing and markings on banknotes are inappropriate, as they are a symbol of our country and a source of national pride."
And the rocket's red glare. It was ridiculous. So they print some paper up, and you shouldn't draw on it. You're a bad Canadian if you don't draw on it.
You don't love your country enough.
It's ridiculous.
The spokeswoman also said disfigured bills may not circulate for as long and risk being rejected by retailers.
Well, probably the electronic retailers, like the, you know, the little machines that spit out sodas and stuff like that. Like, if you're trying to, the only thing you've got is a $5 bill, and you're trying to get some soda out of some machine, and somebody's drawn Spock on your bill, that would probably be frustrating.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know what it is that those bill readers look for. There are certain, you know, indicators that they're scanning for, so whether or not a Spock drawing would throw off a bill reader,
It certainly could, though.
It's uncertain. It could. It certainly could. More from the story here. The spokeswoman also said disfigured bills may not circulate. Oh, I already said that. Some other countries have been trying to get in on the act, but Laurier makes a much better Spock than most banknote heads. And so they show a few of the other.
He does
banknotes.
Make a fine Spock, I've got to say.
So I think that, you know, I'm a fan of writing on money. I do stamp. I actually stamp every dollar that comes through my hands with a freetalklive.com stamp.
Most dollars.
No, almost every one. I mean, if I don't get a chance to get to it, then that's one thing. But generally, the only way I won't stamp a bill is if I receive the bill and have to spend it before I can get to my stamp.
Yep.
Which is fairly
unlikely. Dedicated.
And, you know, it's actually, you know, one of the first things I was wondering when I started doing that was, well, is this illegal? Because you've probably heard that defacing or mutilating U.S. government currency is considered a federal crime. And it turns out the people over at wheresgeorge.com have done the research. They've, you know, hired the attorneys to check this out. And they've actually got a part of their frequently asked questions on their website that kind of explains how the rules work there. For those that don't know, wheresgeorge.com is known for stamping bills and with their website. And then what you do is you go to wheresgeorge.com, you type in the serial number of the bill, and it'll show you every other time someone else has typed in that bill's serial number. And usually it's quite a few. You know, it shows you how far the bill goes, how it travels, and what period of time, and where it ends up, and what sort of transactions it was involved in. It's a cool thing. So they've been stamping bills for, I don't know, more than a decade at this point. And they basically said that as long as you don't obscure the serial number of the bill, then... Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more. Plus, one U.S. senator says he's never sent an email. It's 2015. He's never sent an email.
He's not gonna.
Coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheevan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. FortGalt.com is where you can go to learn about a new movement of people who are getting some very affordable accommodations, who are looking to establish a little home base in the country of Chile. It's a fascinating project, and it's not a sprawling valley of vast estates or anything like that. It looks more like a condo building at a ski resort and has some pretty cool common amenities like a maker space full of tools, a restaurant, and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. Look, the way America's been going lately, it's hard not to think about getting out of here from time to time. So go to FortGalt.com. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until it's too late and the place is full. Check it out for yourself at FortGalt.com. So, it wasn't too long ago, probably I don't know, half a decade or so, when on this program we talked about how the FBI still hadn't figured out email yet. Well, it turns out there's still some people in the government who haven't gotten with the times. Now, remember, email is an ancient technology by technological standards. I don't know when it came out, but it's been around since before the internet. It was back in the day when I used to be on what was called the bulletin board systems. This is before the internet. You would call up these old computer systems with your dial-up modem. You remember the
you have mail.
Dial-up modems, yeah. So, now this was before you have mail. That was, yes, AOL. That was a centralized system. AOL was a centralized system that had nodes all over the United States with local phone numbers that you could call in and dial at this large system. BBSs were on much smaller scale. BBSs would have maybe a few hundred users, and they would service local areas. If you wanted to call a BBS outside of your local area, you had to pay long distance fees. So you were paying per minute if you wanted to call any BBS that was outside the local calling area.
If you had a few emails over there, how long would it take to download those?
Oh, not long. I mean, emails are small. They're, yeah, still just text, and that doesn't take a whole lot to send that out.
I wouldn't think it would be.
But the way it used to work back then was they had services like FidoNet, where, and I'm sure I'm not exactly describing it correctly, but essentially you would... Okay, so I would call my BBS in my local area in Sarasota, and there was dozens of them in Sarasota. So call a BBS that has FidoNet, and then I could send an email to you. Let's say, Mark, you were living somewhere else. You and I happen to grow up in the same area, but let's say you were living in Michigan.
Okay.
And you called your local BBS, and they also had a FidoNet. Well, at nighttime, the FidoNet service would run, and it would call out. It would kind of like use a phone tree to call other BBSs and deliver the email to those BBSs and collect whatever email was sent from those BBSs. Are you following me so far?
Yeah, sure.
So that's how it would work. The BBSs
took a little while for delivery, though.
Yeah, would call one of them. I mean, it could take a day or so to actually retrieve the messages that are there for you. But it still worked, and you could still send messages over long distances for zero cost, the cost of calling the BBS. So email's been around for a long time. We're talking at least 25 years, and it probably was around in the 1980s. I just wasn't there to really understand it at that time because I was born in 1980, and so therefore, you know, I was 10 or 13, you know, 10, 12, 13 kind of range when I started getting onto these BBSs. Anyway, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina says he's never sent an email, according to Fox News.
Before we go on and talk about, you know, how far behind the times Lindsey Graham is, consider that email really, even though it's an old technology compared to the internet, it didn't really get kicked off until the internet. The vast majority of us didn't get our email addresses.
So then it's 20 years old.
Something like that.
Yeah. Because the internet started to kind of hit in the mid-1990s, but it was around in the earlier 1990s, and in some, you know, some would point out in its earliest forms it was around in the 1980s. But as far as the popularization of the internet, yeah, mid-90s. So that's still 20 years. And how anybody can have gotten to the year 2015 and not have sent an email is pretty shocking.
It's
especially in a position like a governmental position like this.
I think you should just stick with it at that point. If you have managed to make it until 2015 without sending an email, stick with it. Just say, I'm never doing it.
Graham, a Republican, acknowledged Sunday he has never sent an email, either on his congressional or a private account. Quote, I don't email, Graham said on NBC's Meet the Press. Quote, you can have every email I have ever sent. I've never sent one. Graham has for months publicly considered seeking the Republican presidential nomination. And then they go on to blather about his presidential bid. Graham's lack of email use in a world both inside and outside of the Beltway that essentially relies more each day on social media could pose a challenge for him if he becomes a presidential candidate.
If, yeah, so would this preclude a candidate for you if they hadn't sent an email? So, like, let's say, okay, we're going to have to move to an alternate universe here for you. Let's say you voted for Ron Paul, is that right?
In the primary, in the Democratic primary, yes.
At some point, you have voted for Ron Paul?
Yes.
So, if Ron Paul came out in 2015, looking at a 2016 bid or whatever it is, and said, I've never sent an email, and I likely never will because I'm old, would that preclude you from voting for him?
Well, because Ron Paul's so principled, no.
Right.
It would not.
Okay, so I've got to say that I think that this is sort of a fluff nothing story, because it wouldn't preclude me either if a person fit my preferences. Now, I will say that Lindsey Graham is a bland nothing candidate who is likely to end up on the trash heap of history as far as he's better off not running for president, because it will make him not look as bad. This is a failure waiting to happen, not a victory in the making. And so
it's going to be hard for anyone to get any traction, I think, in the presidential election if they aren't at least somewhat with it, with the times, so to speak. I mean, this would be a huge step backward if you think about it. Even get something you can credit the Obama administration with, and there's not much I would credit them with that's positive. But something you can credit them with is, at the very least, they used social media, and they seem to understand that. They, you know, that his advisors or his administrators, they've used this, and they continue to use it. When he got elected the first time, I think, they went online and they did that thing where ask Obama a question, and people could submit the questions they wanted, and the most popular question would be asked, and actually the most popular question was a question about marijuana prohibition, and he did not answer in a very satisfactory manner. But nonetheless, the theory was there that, you know, they were paying attention to the internet, even though they didn't really care about what the question was.
Yeah, Obama's much more an e-candidate than Lindsey Graham is. And Lindsey Graham's not that old of a man, comparatively. He's younger than Ron Paul,
okay.
Looking here. But, I think that this is not a strike in his favor. But I don't think that it's that big of a deal, because I don't feel like the people that were going to vote for him, that small percentage of people that really care whether Lindsey Graham becomes the next president of the United States, those people are swayed by this story. Nor do I think that the people who are at this were going to vote for Graham anyway.
You can share your thoughts here. Would it make a difference for you whether or not someone has not ever sent an email? Presumably he hasn't read them either. I mean,
somebody prints them up for him and puts them on his desk.
Maybe. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are you in Lindsey Graham's camp? Have you also never sent an email? Are you a Luddite? Tell us about yourself. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items, or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it is Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
A very sleepy Derek J.
Good morning, everyone.
So we'll continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. For those of you just tuning in, it turns out there's this senator named Lindsey Graham, who says he's never sent an email. Coming up, we'll talk about another raw milk situation, which we haven't discussed in quite a while. And, Derek, you're pretty intimately familiar with some of these raw milk controversies where farmers are being threatened by government agents. Well, it's happening again, and Mark's got that story. But we'll continue here with your calls in a moment. I want to let you know about how to get some great coffee for free. Well, the cost of shipping, but the pound itself of BuzzBox coffee will not cost you anything. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade-grown coffee. It's delicious coffee. And when you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll get on their auto-ship program, which means that you'll continue to receive BuzzBox coffee, the flavor of your choice, in the amount that you choose, and at the frequency you select. It's customizable. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And a portion of the profits from each pound will go to help people make better lives for themselves through microloans from Kiva.org. So, again, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get some great coffee. Mark, you drink this coffee every day.
I drank it this morning. I didn't drink it while we were at the Liberty Forum because I didn't bring it with me, and I didn't really have a way to brew it. And I got to say, the coffee, not so great there.
So let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. Johnny B. in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnny B.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you was talking about stamping on the money and writing on the money. Struck a chord with me, my man. I used to sign like you every piece of currency that went through my hand.
You'd sign it?
Sign it. I'd write on it.
Okay.
Websites, direct links to articles, anything I could think of. And it actually started with... Mind my crossover here, but it was the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
With Michael Bednarik and John Stadtmiller.
Okay.
But it was interesting. I actually had some places refuse to take my money. Because
just because how big was the writing on it?
About the first 3 months, it was the whole face.
Okay.
It was the whole backside. I started out with the backside. And I ran out of room there, so I moved over to the face. And I had somebody point it out to me.
You're literally writing, let's just say you're writing like a paragraph's worth of writing on each side of the bill, like a lot of words?
Pretty much.
Wow. So how much of the actual bill was visible, like through the lettering, through the penmanship, if you will, the actual strokes of your pen? How, like 50%, 70% of the actual green and white coloring of the bill was visible?
Well, when I started out, I was using Sharpies.
Ooh, okay.
So there wasn't a whole lot.
I would say that would be why, right? So if you're obscuring the bill to the point where you can't easily identify what it is, then that would I would also be concerned as a vendor, somebody who is trying to sell the product. I'd worry that, you know, the bank might not want this, and if I can't give it to the bank, then what the hell good is it?
Well, the ink of the bill would bleed through. I mean, it wasn't obliterating the whole thing. All right.
Yeah.
The refusal, the vendors that refused to honor the currency were post office, county offices.
Well, so no private vendors. Places where you would pass off these bills.
What was that again?
Where were the most successful places to pass off these bills? I would assume bars and such, like services, businesses, restaurants.
Outside of the federal offices and the state offices, everybody else didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, so it's the people with the biggest sticks in their butts that wouldn't take it.
It's interesting, Johnny B. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, man. Actually, I had it pointed out to me that there's actually a law about writing on the bill. And
what is that?
They informed me that it's that border around the face. That's what that is there for.
So for writing on?
Yeah,
the border around the face, it's there for what exactly?
It's there to write information into.
Well, that doesn't make much sense. You're talking about that oval around the president?
No, the border around the edge of the bill.
Oh, around the bill. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really write much in there. That's fairly thin.
I don't know. Did they cite a law to you? Because
yeah, that sounds like BS.
Yeah, that just sounds like somebody yickety-yacking to me.
Look it up in the currency laws.
Well, did you look it up?
A little bit. No, actually, I didn't worry too much about it.
Well, then I'm not going to look it up if you haven't looked it up.
Well,
thanks, Johnny B. I appreciate it.
Okay. Here's my defense, guys.
Hmm.
It wasn't U.S. currency. That's a foreign currency that the U.S. government forces us to use. So
I think there's a pretty good argument that it's not U.S. currency because it doesn't belong to the United States government. It's printed by the Federal Reserve.
I think that's what
whether or not
saying.
It's foreign, I think is there's an argument. But
It's certainly private, right?
Yeah, it's private.
Thank you, Johnny B. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I started by writing on my bills, but it was just too time-consuming, so I spent the $12 to buy a stamp, and I only stamp my bills once, typically, unless something goes wrong with the stamp when I stamp the first time, then I'll stamp it the second time. But I don't want to obscure the entirety of the front of the bill. I want it to be more noticeable. I want the stamp to stand out as the only thing that's on that bill and catch someone's attention. So anyway, we're talking about stamping bills. You can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Or people who don't use email, this Senator Lindsey Graham saying, quote, "I don't know what that makes me," he said on NBC about not using emails. Well, the word would be a Luddite, Senator
Roger.
Graham, somebody who's shockingly unable to email. When you become a state legislator in New Hampshire, they give you an email address. I don't know if they do that with the federal government.
Some aren't very good at using it, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I imagine that's the case.
They're significantly older than Mr. Graham is.
And I would presume there's no obligation to use it, that they don't have to check their state emails. But most of them that I've ever emailed have been responsive on it.
Well, he probably has staff who takes care of his email for him. Maybe he personally hasn't sent the email, but his assistants have.
And when he gets the emails printed up and set on his desk in the morning, that doesn't exactly count as not having used email either, right?
Let's go on here to your calls on Skype, where Dave is on the line in Montana. Hello, Dave.
Hey, yo, Free Talk Live. How you doing, man?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, the Canadian Treasury's freaking out because Canadians are turning the picture of the guy on their $5 bill into Spock.
Yeah, that's actually the story we opened up with tonight.
Yeah, I called about, I'm a Luddite or a email illiterate. Matter of fact,
I don't believe you. I mean, how can you be an email illiterate and be on Skype? That seems like it just doesn't.
I never did it. I sent two emails in my whole life, and one was to you guys to verify who I was when I first registered for the chat room.
Huh. So you don't have to. You don't have to get a verification email from Skype when you sign up with an account.
My son did that for me.
Okay.
And my son is my coach. Like, the only thing why I could do stuff on the internet is because I was taught that particular thing. Like, he taught me how to paste and copy and all of that.
Well, I mean, if you've been in a chat room, and you have, you've been in the Free Talk Live chat room, which is easily accessible at our webcam page, cam.freetalklive.com. If you've been in the chat room and you're on Skype, you do not qualify as a Luddite. I mean, a Luddite is someone who...
But I never got an email. I never sent...
Well, that's like, okay.
I don't use it.
It's not necessary to use email. There are young people these days who don't use email, I suspect. You know, they're only text messaging one another, for instance.
And I got something else to say.
All right, stand by. We'll bring you back for that. More with Dave here. Definitely not a Luddite, but maybe you are. Which would mean you probably can't call the show. 855-450-FREE, that's 855. And technically, you shouldn't be listening because you have to use technological means, even though radio is like 100 years old, to listen to the show. 855-450-FREE, you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones, too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you would like to discuss. 855-450-FREE. Comment on stuff we've already talked about or bring up something completely different at 855-450-FREE.
You want some great deals on some high-end wine? How about wines that are about between $70 and $100 per bottle, between $12 and $20? Those are big savings, up to 70%. You can get it at chwine.com. We got the Cameron Hughes Wine Variety Pack here at the LRN Studios. And it was awesome. I mean, these wines were much better than what I'm used to drinking.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So just go there and get some big savings. This is an offer that simply will not last. Go use coupon code FTL. You click on the microphone. It's on the up. Go to chwine.com. Click on the microphone. It's in the upper left-hand corner. Enter in FTL and save big. Don't wait. You need to try this wine now. It's amazing, and this offer will not last. It's really awesome wine.
The offer is free shipping.
Right? Yeah, the free shipping that you get. I'm sorry. You use the coupon code FTL. You get the free shipping.
Because you normally get those awesome prices at chwine.com.
I was just thinking about the taste of the wine, and I guess I forgot about the deal that I'd worked out with Cameron.
You weren't drinking some before the show, right?
No. Okay. Well, not today. chwine.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's continue with Dave in Montana. He's back with us here via Skype. He called himself a Luddite. I say, no way. You know, you can't possibly be a Luddite, someone who essentially shuns technology from their life, and be on Skype with us and also have been in the chat room.
Well, I'm part Luddite because just my cassette deck just broke about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
In my car. And I went to go buy a CD player, and I found out that CD players are obsolete, and now everything's MP3. And so I got a deal on the CD player, and I bought my first CD ever. Now I got 11 of them.
Oh boy,
that's pretty cool,
and
man.
I'm getting all the old music. But
yeah, you should get the MP3s. That way you don't lose the music, but you can burn them.
Yeah, my son is gonna hit me up to the MP3 things, because my CD player was one of the first CD players that got a little port for the MP3 little chip thing, you know,
the USB USB drive.
Yeah.
Well, those things are cool,
all that
man.
Brand new to me. Like I said, the guy that put in the stereo, he had to show me how to use the CD player.
Just because you're a little behind the times or behind the technological curve doesn't mean
I got 150 cassettes. I wasn't going to throw them away. They worked perfectly fine.
Hey, what is your age?
58.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Dave. Thanks for making it tonight,
solid,
dude.
Man.
I appreciate it. You know, I don't think that makes him a Luddite, though. It just means, you know, if you're happy with the technology you have, then you don't feel the desire to upgrade it when something new comes about. And there's something to be said for skipping a generation. I mean, if he managed to be happy with those tapes that entire time, he didn't go through the process of what a lot of people do, which is, oh, now there's this new technology out. I've got to rebuy everything I had on this new technology.
Do you think that'll happen with MP3s? It kind of feels like we've reached the pinnacle. Right, like now that you own the music on MP3, that this is it. You don't have to you don't have to replace the stuff you had on album with cassette. You don't have to replace the stuff you had on cassette with CD. You don't have to replace the stuff you had on CD with MP3. Like, this is it. Like, this is the way the music is going to be. Am I wrong?
Well, in MP3 format?
Right. So, well,
no,
I mean, well,
they'll have higher quality formats.
But you'll still be able to play these things. They're not going to deteriorate.
Yeah.
And MP3s come in a variety of different qualities. How much higher quality do you need than a high-quality MP3?
Well, like, apparently, it gets much better because Sony has come out with, like, new cards and new technology for, you know, much bigger audio file.
Okay, so to answer your question before we go on, Mark, to answer the question, the best, from what I understand, the best quality is what's called FLAC, FLAC, which is essentially, and it's a compressed... it's a compressed, lossless audio format. Lossless meaning that normally when you compress audio, MP3 is compressed audio. Uh-huh. When you compress audio, you lose some sort of data. You lose some kind of audio resolution.
You just have to lose it.
The more that you compress it, the more of that resolution you lose. So an MP3 that is 32 kilobits per second is not going to sound as good as an MP3 that is 64 kilobits per second, and that is not going to sound as good as one that is 128. And so if you're listening to human voice between 32 and 64, you'll be able to notice the difference. Mm. So you can try it with our streams. You go to listen.freetalklive.com. We have a 16K, a 32K, and a 64K. You can hear that. If you tell me you can't hear the difference, okay, well, then you might need to get your hearing checked, because there's, to me at least, a significant difference between those three. And if you can't hear them between, if you can't hear the difference between 32 and 16, or excuse me, 32 and 64, then try 16 and 64, and you will hear the difference. I mean, 16 sounds like you're listening through a tin can, and 64 sounds like full human voice quality. But there's also more of a difference when it comes to music, because the frequency range of what you're hearing is much wider, right? There's different instruments, and some of those instruments have very high-pitched sounds, and some have very low-pitched sounds. So human voice only exists between a certain range of frequency. I think it only goes up to around 7,000 kilohertz, 7,000 hertz, rather. I think that's where the human voice kind of tops off at. And then music, of course, can go all the way up to the full range of human hearing. So you want to have at least 128 kilobits a second on an MP3 to at least have a decent-sounding musical track in stereo. But ultimately, 320 is sort of the preferred for MP3. But FLAC it manages to compress music files without losing any information, without losing any resolution. So I guess what's going to get better in the future is there will be better, more efficient versions of FLAC. There will be something that makes FLAC take less space. Because right now, FLAC files are larger than MP3 files. So that's really the only thing that can change. Music can't get much better, at least as far as I know. I'm certainly not an audio expert, but I do kind of work with audio for a living.
Yeah, and how much more compressed does audio really need to get once it's digitally stored? I think the major focus is on increasing the storage capacity.
Storage gets larger, that's true. Yeah. There's probably not as much as a demand for these increasing compression algorithms, at least for audio. Video, on the other hand, continues to get higher and higher resolution. So you've got 1080p, which used to be the kind of high-res standard. Now there's what's called 4K, which doubles or quadruples or something, 1080p. So television displays are now coming out that have this 4K resolution to them. It's hard to find videos that are 4K, but YouTube is now supporting 4K. So that's coming next. And so for video tech, you're going to continue to see that expand. And there's never, I mean, maybe there's going to be a topping out for video at some point as well, but we're certainly not there yet.
Hey, you used the word Luddite earlier, and I've heard it before, knew the meaning, but I decided to look it up anyway, and I found this. I thought it was interesting. So, of course, we've got the definition of person opposed to increased industrialization or new technology.
Right. These were the Luddites. They went around the factories back in the Industrial Revolution and broke things.
Well, that's what I was going to say next. I had no idea. They were English workers who destroyed machinery. That's pretty cool. Cool.
This was going on in the 80s.
Machinery, but I'm saying, like, that's a cool background to the word.
This was the thing going on in the 80s in the United States. This is like, the robots are going to take our jobs. And so, you know, to some extent, we had this sort of happen again.
Really?
And,
did
the robots,
people break machines again?
I'm sure there was some monkey around.
Early 1800s, it says.
I mean, you can damn well better believe this is going to come around again, right? Because the robots are coming. The robots
are
here.
Yeah, but people need to know how helpful these robots are. I mean, like, think about the checkout counters, the self-checkout robots, or...
Yeah, but people don't like... A lot of people don't like that stuff.
So what about the robots that allow you to order your meal from a fast food restaurant without getting it screwed up a million times by some teenager? That would be great. I mean, these robots are really helpful.
Well, there's no doubt robots are coming, and I think they're a great idea, but there are going to be a lot of people who are threatened by them, who will, like in the past, like when mechanization and automation created destroyed some jobs but created others, the people whose jobs will be destroyed by these robots are going to be some of the ones who push back against them.
Wow.
And whether they're going to get violent, whether they're going to sabotage, destroy property, you know, how far they'll go remains to be seen. And then on top of that, you also have there's, you know, probably the people who not only don't appreciate the robots from the fact that they're worried about their career, but also the people who are worried that the robots will take over, right? Because we've certainly had plenty of pop culture, whether it be the Terminator or whatever, where the plot line is robots destroy the Earth or take over the Matrix.
I want to see people, those people in particular, start fighting robots, maybe on a TV show or something. You know, there used to be like Robot Wars or Battle Bots.
They're bringing
whatever.
It back.
Yeah, but instead of robots fighting each other, I think they
fighting
should upgrade
humans.
It. Yeah, and have it be robots fighting and destroying machines, if they can.
I don't think that's going to like humans are not going to be able to fight robots. You're talking about things that can make decisions very quickly. Yeah, you know, they're made of hard metal. Humans are made of squishy meat.
You're just not up for the challenge, Mark.
You're right about that.
Maybe they could make a squishy robot. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. In fact, they probably will for sex purposes. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges. This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.